Good evening. Welcome to the regular morning of board meeting of the Town of Discovery Bank. Will everybody please rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Thank you. Public comments. This is the time when if there's anybody in the public, in the audience that has anything they would like to say about items that are not listed on the agenda, then this would be the time for you to come forward and do that. And I have one card, but I think they're agendized items. Is that correct, Bill?
No, not the item B.
Okay, come on up and speak. Oh, I see. I got what you did there. Okay.
I'm Bill Helfrich. My address is 661 Beaver Court, Discovery Bay. I'd like to start this by saying I'm just trying to get a discussion going, but I'm concerned that the financial statements of the independent auditors have not covered the issues of are you in compliance with Proposition 2018, specifically with respect to the issue that I believe you are required to have your fees set at a level that do not exceed the cost. In effect, you're not supposed to be able to make any money on your fees. Page 18 of the last year's audited financial statement shows that you had an operating income of $716,000 in the water fund and an operating income of $642,000 in the sewer fund. I believe that based on Proposition 218, there should have been some discussion by the auditor over whether this is appropriate or inappropriate and acceptable. The auditor gave you a clean opinion that the financial statements reflect all aspects properly. One of the things that I asked before you left the audit, if the scope was going to include whether you were in compliance with some of these proposition rules. There was never any response to it, and apparently that wasn't part of the scope of the audit. Absent some additional discussion, I'm seriously considering filing a complaint with the State Board of Accountancy over the clean opinion of the financial statements.
Any other public comments? Hearing none, I will close public comments. Consent calendar.
Move approval. Consent calendar.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion from the public? Please.
I just had a question on the Biola water bill. I looked back and it seemed like it was double or triple what it had been, but it may be that you didn't pay it in the month before, so I wasn't sure why it was so much greater this time than it had been previously.
That would be something you could contact staff about, and I'm sure they can explain to you. Any other comment on the consent? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Leah, you're up. From Supervisor Diane Burgess's office. Burgess's office. Somebody else said it wrong today, that's why I did.
It happens all the time. Good evening, board members. Real quickly, first off, we are going to be co-hosting, actually with you, and the East Contra Costa Fire Protection District, a town hall in Discovery Bay on fire. We're going to be talking about the fire district with the chief. We'll be discussing past, present, and future, and where the district is going. And so when we have a flyer finalized, drafted, I will send it to you, and you guys can disperse on your website or however you may. But that is coming up on Tuesday, June 19th at 6 o'clock at the Discovery Bay Elementary School gym. And then, as we know, RM3 passed, not in Contra Costa, but overall regionally, it did pass. And so with that, Contra Costa has dedicated $10 million towards the airport road connector. $15 million for Basco Road safety improvements, $15 million towards the McCollumy Trail overcross in Antioch, and then some other improvements outside of District 3 as well in the county. eBART is now opened, and the ridership is strong with over 6,800 on the first workday of service, which was on May 29th. The number exceeds the forecast of 5,500, which is what we were thinking. Anyhow, we have some parking issues, as we've seen on the news, and so we are working on some alternative locations for parking. And then we have an endangered species, the Swainson's hawk, that has caused some construction delays for us on a few projects out here in East County. One is we were going to be installing the flashing vehicle speed signs. They're the little boxes on the side of the road that as you're driving, it tells you how fast you're going, and it says, slow down. That's what they tell me. And so they're gonna be installed.
Never seen that, never.
They will, they're scheduled to be installed on Marsh Creek Road from Byron Highway to Walnut, and they were scheduled to be put in April, at the end of April, but we soon discovered the nesting bird, and this has now been delayed. The other project is the Balfour Road shoulder widening project. The detour will still be in effect from Sellers Avenue to Byron Highway during the delay. But Public Works biologists estimates this bird should hatch and leave around the week of July 23rd, at which time the construction projects would resume. So in the meantime, the nest will be routinely monitored by the biologists to advise of their nesting stage. And if the young hawks leave the nest earlier, construction will resume. So any questions?
Yeah, I have a question regarding the Basco improvements.
Yeah.
Is there any conversations between Alameda County and Contra Costa County on adding an additional lane?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Any plans to widen the more passing lanes of that tip with the improvement money?
That may be in phase two part, yes.
Yeah, that the head-on collision that occurred recently with the Jeep and the a tow truck, maybe a passing lane would have helped that.
Right.
Thanks, Leah.
Oh, and I'm sorry. Officer Thomas from California Highway Patrol wanted me to let you know that he's unable to make it tonight. He doesn't have anything big to report right now, but he was unable to make it.
He was on a clip of his radar earlier, but okay. He's got a Sheriff. Sheriff's Department.
D1.
D1, I'm sorry.
Hold on, guy.
Come on up, Bill. Where's your card? There he is.
I sent a letter to the supervisor's office regarding the P6 district, trying to get more information on it, who runs it, how do you start it, how do you stop it. That's been quite a few weeks ago, and I haven't heard a thing. I need to know who should I send this letter to, and what is the correct address?
Talk to Leo.
I believe I sent it to you already.
Okay.
Well,
I'll send it again.
That's out of our jurisdiction. I'm sorry. Sheriff's Department, who's coming up? Tony?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Tony.
For last month, we had calls for service, 710 calls for service for last month. We took 39 reports. We had 4 arrests made. Resident deputies call out numbers, including the community service officer. My wife was so nervous. Parking issues, we had 143, the CSO's numbers. Traffic stops came out to about 77 with our two resident deputies. We issued 25 citations with those 77 stops. The property crimes all together, we had one residential burglary, and that residential burglary was a Airbnb rental for 2 days. Apparently they had a guest for 2 days, and when the guest left, they decided to take some property that didn't belong to them, clean the house out, looked like. We had two auto burglars, smashed windows, took some property that was in plain view. We had petty theft, shoplift, we had two of those, two vandalisms, and identity theft, fraud type incidents, we had 4 reported. Let me go over a little bit briefly on the four arrests that we had. Two individuals were arrested basically for possession of stolen property, driving in a reckless manner, fleeing peace officers, and assault with a deadly weapon. Basically, officers are responding to the Safeway Shopping Center for shopping, basically. Right when the officers were responding to the parking lot, they saw the vehicle for approximately 16 miles, high-speed pursuit through Brentwood, Oakley. They ended up catching up to the car around Hillcrest area with assistance from Oakley PD. The suspect vehicle collided with another vehicle. They were able to box the car in. They arrested two individuals. One female, I think the individual was approximately 21 years old, gave an Oakley address, and the other individual was approximately 25 years old, gave a San Francisco address. They recovered about just over $4,000 in liquor from the vehicle. They tied the liquor to different stores throughout Oakley, Antioch, Brentwood, different grocery stores. So that was a good recovery from that aspect. These people put a lot of people's lives in danger. And on that note, with this type of incident, we have seen an increase in crimes like this, especially in the CVS and Safeway. Shoplifting. They're coming in, they're stealing baby formula, especially the liquor, and in no regards. And in fact, yesterday, two individuals, we have beautiful pictures of them, and I wanted to throw it up. We'll let it play out. But anyway, two female, I mean, they came into Safeway yesterday, and I feel bad. I don't know if I should put that much detail out, but I feel bad for the Safeway employee. She wasn't even trying to stop this employee, and she was pepper sprayed by one of the individuals. Just so happened to be right there, just not even trying to stop the individual. She gets sprayed by one of the individuals who shot me and took it off. So they're getting very brazen and very dangerous now for these simple shoplifting crimes. Anyway, with that said, another person was arrested, part of the four people last month. Resident deputies were driving through, sees a vehicle parked in the handicapped parking spot for the Safeway. No placard, doesn't have a disabled plate, makes contact with the individual, ends up having not having a driver's license, and ends up having a methamphetamine, so that's a good arrest for them. Another one was arrested for battery, daughter, father type incident. Responded for a kind of a domestic issue, 911 hangup basically has. So that was the four arrests for last month. The Albergs, like I said before, busted window, just plain property in view. Told you about the Airbnb. Our resident deputies also was part of a, they were part of a the 290 sexual, God, I'm getting tongue-tied on this thing. Our probation, they went out on a probation compliance check with our 290 sexual registrant guys in the area, so they went along with our investigation unit last month also and did that as part of our as part of their check for last month. On a side note, the other thing is I'm July 16th to 20th here at the community center. I'm going to have our Rad Kids summer camp. I got two classes scheduled, one for the 5 to 7 year olds and one for the 8 to 12 year olds. So I got that in the works. I got PG&E on board, K9, I've got the fire department's going to participate, they've got big jumpy house and stuff, so I got a lot of fun things scheduled for the kids and their safety and all that good stuff, so that should be fun if you start seeing that for the week. Don't be alarmed if you see a lot of police here and a fire truck and everything else, that's what we're going to be doing for that. So any, the other thing too, the scams are up. Last month, one person was smart enough not to fall for the scams, they were contacted. Somebody from the IRS several times asking for Target cards or trying to go to CVS and buy cards. One person did get scammed for about $15,000 in Target cards. Please, if you have any questions, anyone contacting you, just call us. Let our officers look into it for you. We'll let you know if it's fake. We'll be more than happy.
Yes, Tony, if anybody receives those calls.
Right.
We have caller ID on our phone. Does it help to get that phone number? Or does it not?
You can give us the phone number, but the main thing is just call our dispatch number. Let our officers, talk to you about that. Those numbers, as soon as you get those numbers, they're going to change. Okay. We can call it. It's just going to go to some phone bank, and then it's gone.
Okay.
I mean, to be quite honest. Once you make a call back to them, and once you make that call the first time, usually you try to call back again, and the number is clear. It's gone. It's just rotated again. So.
Okay.
All right, guys?
Question on that, on the shopping center at Safeway. Do you think it's time that owners should provide security for that property? I noticed there's a lot of vandalism going on.
We met with the owner. I met with him. We did a security survey on the site itself. Lieutenant is in talks with him. We met with him. We're going to discuss that. I know the lieutenant just had a. Well, I'll leave it with the lieutenant on that. We're in the works with working with that and trying to develop a nice system with the P6 and everything. I don't know if you can mention it or not. We're going to wait a little bit on that. That's a good point.
I can wait a little bit until the final.
Yeah, we want to go a little further on that, and we'll make our see what we can do.
And what's the status on license plate readers?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. As soon as we get further into it, yeah. We're making progress with that. It's just our wheels are slowly turning, but we are making progress in that. And that was part of my site security survey. And I did put together, forwarded up the chain, and we're going to make contact. And we already spoke with him about that. It's just a matter of there's so many parties involved that we have to talk and discuss and meet with the supervisor's office and just everyone to be able to talk to. So.
Thank you.
To tag on to that statement for a minute, I would encourage as much pressure as we can put on the owners of the shopping center or a Safeway Corporation, wherever we need to start providing some visible private security, because, it's kind of the same thing with if you got a sign out in front of your house, they're going to go to the next house. They'll go to the next shopping center. Not that I want them to go anywhere. I'm not trying to. But if we can develop an attitude of no tolerance, and we're going to try to secure our community, we hope that it would tend to defer the situation.
And then that was a big thing when I met the manager. It's a management company. He's out of LA. And he, of course, he manages the shopping center, but it also falls upon the corporations that own the stores too. I mean, you're looking at Safeway, you're looking at CVS.
It's all money.
Yeah, it's all the money and what they want to do for their stores and how they want to their game plan and right. Their aspect too. So, I mean, like I said, it's going to be there's a lot of hands in the pot there, and who we got to talk to. And it's just.
I'm with you, but we didn't encourage it.
Yeah, and then we'll do the best that we can on our.
So, Tony, you had said in the previous meeting that you had been in conference or discussion with Safeway. Are they starting to see what they're doing?
I talked to the manager of the complex itself. I told him what I was doing. And as soon as we got my little survey put together, lieutenant's talking with the surrounding area for all the streets, highways, and the supervisor's office, as well as the surrounding area, as well as the P6 to put the LPL readers. I mean, now we're going to start working with the individual businesses, obviously.
Well, and you obviously know that if they let this, they just let people walk out and did not do anything, and you know where that's going to go. You, as law enforcement, know exactly where that's going, and it's happening.
And
every time I go in there now.
Well, it's similar to like, and I'll be blunt with you. I can't go to someone's house and tell that person what to do for their house. I can't do that with a business either. The business knows what they need to do. If they want to allow their business to operate that way, then they're going to let their business operate that way. It goes to the bottom line, right?
Yes.
If you want to put a burglar alarm in your house, you're going to do it, right? Or somebody's going to steal your stuff. Same way with Safeway. If they want to allow their alcohol to be taken, then it's going to be taken. Our officers continue responding and do the best they can, right? We're going to do it. We'll document. That's all we can do. If you want to continue shopping there and get in the way, well, that's what you're going to do as a customer, right?
Yes.
Forgive me for saying that. I don't mean to be a well, but it's up to the managers, up to the business to do what they need to do. With that said, I don't mean to be negative about it, and I'm not saying that's what they're doing. It just takes time. Mm-hmm. This has only been happening this level, in the last few months, I've seen an increase in this. And I can't, as a sheriff's department, I can't tell a manager to do what they need to do. You know that. I mean, it's up to them to do and what,
But you can't put pressure on them in discussion.
I can advise them, and the manager knows that. I mean, he's told our officers point blank what they can and can't do. It's up to them to, it's above their head, too, what they can and can't do.
That's a big hot spot in your crime now.
Well, you can see the stats, you know what's happening. You can see we're having three or four, maybe more going, and it's increasing. But like I said, you know, from the sheriff's front, I can't dictate to businesses or homeowners, right. Hey,
understand.
You know what I mean? I mean, our hands are tied. And I'm not going to tell somebody. I can advise them. That's why I did the security survey. I can tell them. I got to play the right thing, you know what I mean?
Any other questions for Tony?
No.
Tony, thank you very much. We appreciate it very much. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys being here, too. Thank you. CHP is not going to be here, so we'll move. There are no liaison reports, are there? Okay, we'll move into business and action items. F1, discussion of possible action regarding the annual review of board policy staff.
Yes, each year the Board of Directors is tasked with reviewing board policies to recommend any amendments or additions. This is an important requirement for continuation of our Special District Leadership Foundation District of Distinction recognition. Policies currently under staff update include the personnel manual and our drug and alcohol policies. We are also in the draft stage of an electronic message board policy. So we ask, are there any recommendations from the board?
The policies that you just talked about, those are going to run through the committees as they're developed, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's some further review on the details.
Yes.
Does anybody have any off the top of their head that they want to have reviewed at this point, or have you looked at the board policies and said, we're okay with these things? Or
yeah, I reviewed, but I think we're doing fine. And yeah. We could here and there to let staff in.
Okay, thank you.
Item 2, discussion of possible action to acquire the sanitation facilities of the Harbor Bay Condominiums, track number 6274. At this time, I'm going to turn the meeting over to the Vice President because I happen to live in that facility and I don't want there to be any conflict of interest. So
that was going to be one of my questions. When I saw this come up. Okay, can you give us an update then, Chef?
Yes. Harbor Bay Condominiums, also known as the Blue Roofs, consists of three tracks. In December of 1989, the Board of Supervisors accepted the Harbor Bay Condominium sanitary facilities into District 19. When the CSD was formed, we took over Sanitation District 19 and all its facilities, including ownership and repair of all three tracks of the Harbor Bay condos. We have recently learned through extensive research that one of the three tracks, track number 6274, may not have actually been accepted by the Board of Supervisors. We believe this to have been an administrative oversight. We have received a letter from the Harbor Bay Condo Association asking us to rectify the oversight and accept the facilities in track number 6274 into district ownership. At this time, staff is requesting the board to provide to give us direction to investigate and report back to the board the conditions and circumstances relating to acquiring ownership, rights, and maintenance responsibility of those sanitation facilities at Harbor Bay.
Clarifying questions from the board?
Just real quickly. My understanding is that when the facilities were originally turned over to 19, we actually only received two of the three parcels.
Correct.
So this will clear up the error by the county when we did the transfer.
So, correct. Well,
and we've been maintaining those facilities all along.
We have been maintaining them all along up until recently when there became some confusion, and then that led to the deeper investigation. So we want to just get this taken care of, but before we do that, we want to make sure the facilities are in great shape. So we'll report back on that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
No.
Public, I got you. You don't have to wait if I've got it. F2. Phil.
I have three questions. Whichever homeowners are affected by this, have their property taxes been hit with the wastewater sewer charge that we all have, and have you been getting that money? And I wanted to know if this is going to actually cost us CSD anything. If it is, who pays for it?
This shouldn't cost us anything except maybe some legal fees to get the ownership transferred over.
Generally, they're just going to be a customer like they've always been, and they will pay as they always have paid for a facility that they've always used, and we always should have been taking care of it.
Any other public comments? I don't know if we can.
I'm a citizen out here in the state. You have to let me speak. I'm the public.
Legal.
You don't have a choice.
He can speak as a citizen. Correct?
I'm the public. I'm the public right now. I'm not a board. I'm no longer sitting on the board. I'm just fine. I just want to say that the concern of those of us that live in the Blue Roof condos is that if we're a spill to were to or if the, one of the if there was a spill to occur, we have drains right next to manhole covers. Ultimately, the town would be the one that would be hit with the fines from the state, because we're not a water district, we're a condo association. And we really want to make sure that it gets cleared up so that to be fair to the town, so the town knows what they have and what they need. We have taken upon ourselves in that association to scope all the manholes, all the pipes, and we have reports available to the town if they would like to ask for.
And we will.
Thank you.
I'm speaking as a homeowner in the Harbor Bay Condo Association.
Oh, a related item just came to my mind. We have a sewer drain that is right around the corner over here. There was a backup at one time caused by clamps, and we spent about $80,000. Did we ever resolve that through Rec 800? And
the answer is we've not been reimbursed. We still are in the process of seeking reimbursement, but it's getting dimmer as time goes on. And it's through the county that we're looking at this, not Rec 800.
And if the relationship to it is, if there were some pipe and facilities in this zone that we're looking to acquire illegally, you know, put into our name, if there was some issues there, wouldn't the county be responsible for those? Because it's under the county right now.
No, it's the issue is that it's not under the county. It's under private ownership the way it seems right now, and that it never was transferred to the county to go into Sanitation District 19.
Okay, before you go on, we're in a discussion of the board and are still open with public input. Is there any other input? Seeing none, now we can go back and forth.
Well, it's the same issue. It's a county mailing, so I do what we can to get the 80,000.
So, additional
I'll
comment?
Stack. I'll move the recommendation.
Second.
To accept it, move forward with analyzing the acceptance, whether we should or not, should not
accept it.
Further discussion before we vote?
We're going to be evaluating the system to make sure that
we're voting on it before the evaluation.
We're voting on to do the evaluation. It will come back later to whether we accept the facilities or not.
I got it. Okay, good. Okay, I have heard a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Carried.
Well done, Mr. Vice President. Okay, item three. The record is that I have moved back to the Board of Directors. I'm no longer in the public. Discussion and possible action regarding the fiscal year 2018-19 preliminary draft operating capital revenue budget. Staff.
Turn this over to Dina, our finance director.
On May 22nd, a special meeting was held to review the 2018-2019 proposed budget. At this meeting, staff discussed the budget page by page and line by line and answered all questions the board of directors had regarding the town of Discovery Bay's budget. The changes outlined below that I'm going to be reading reflect the meeting's discussions. So on page one, at a glance, we made sure the numbers matched 6,000 services, 15,000 residents throughout the document, and the Discovery Bay was formed in 1998, not 1997. On page 20,
Can I just go back to the page, the same page? You had, did I hear, I may have missed it. Two gated communities, there were actually four.
Four, yes, that's been updated.
Thank you.
On page 20, goals and objectives and action items. Under organizational transparency, that has been updated to reflect a new performance outlook. And we just doubled it down and put in prepare the budget in a user-friendly, informative, and transparent format. On page 29, the one sentence that's on the page after the header, we added to the header zones 35, 57, and 61 to make it more clear. In the entire document, we reviewed all the taxes in every department and updated accordingly. Most of the departments needed a journal entry that was needed to correct invoices that were placed in the wrong category. That looks like there was an overage in taxes. That was the reason. Went back and looked at it, and there were just some things that were put in the wrong category. So that has been removed and moved. That will be reflected in the final budget that you're going to be getting next week. Okay? I've updated salary and wages to reflect the top steps of all salaries. The reason for this is that if an employee decides to leave the organization or is severed or ties are severed in some way, the district can replace at any rate within the step for that job description, depending on the candidate's qualifications. Okay. Page 34, water reserves. The totals have been updated to reflect the correct calculations. There was an error in the formula, and it was more favorable. So we had more money than it was reflecting. So it's better to go that way than the other way. On page 51, recreation, the CIP updated to include the full chemical room. That amount was $33,000 that we increased and added. Those will be used by PG&E funds that are left over to build that full chemical room. Review of all formatting and periods and commas, and all of that has been adjusted and updates that were made.
Thank you, Dina. Nice report. Any clarifying questions?
I think you did great. Good job.
Any comments from the public? I believe I have a card here that says that Mr. Helfrick has a comment. Is that true?
That's true.
Are there? Yes, sir.
Looking through the budget, page 33, there are five line items that across the board, this is on your graph, but every amount is the same. If it was 100,000 a year ago, today, tomorrow, next year. So there are five items that the amounts don't change over the different titles. Probably just a question on page 34, those reserve funds. You list a lot of reserve funds in this budget, but I can't find anything in the audited financial statements that reflect those reserves as having been appropriated or designated as reserve funds for all of the different categories that you have set reserves for. Page 40, again, there are six line items that have the same amount, whether it was last year, this year's budget, this year to date, or the upcoming budgets. Pages 42 and 47 again have reserves listed. Page 42 has a $4 million reserve. Page 47 has a $399,000 reserve. And again, I'm trying to match audited financial statements to your budget presentation, and I can't find where your audits actually say you have reserves or allocated as your budget says. The community center, you have the $250,000 pool repair and the negative cash flow of $548,000. I was at a meeting where I thought that $250,000 was going to come out of the $400,000 of community center money, not, and it doesn't seem to reflect that. Again, I think that the community center continues even in your budgets to show this huge negative cash flow that I don't necessarily agree with. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Support. Any further discussion or recommendations?
And at this point, the staff's just moving forward with the preparation of the final documents?
That is correct.
That'll come back at the next board meeting?
Yes.
Thank you for your expert. Yeah.
Good. Great job, you guys. And staff, your staff's done a great job. Thank you.
He's been sweating and doing long hours, so we really appreciate it.
And every year it gets better. Thank you. Item four, discussion of possible action regarding the vote for special district representative to the RDA.
Yes, as you are aware, the state dissolved redevelopment agencies throughout the state and in their place created successor RDA oversight boards, one for each county. Last May 2nd, state brought before this board the call for nominations for election to the special district seat of the Contra Costa County RDA Oversight Board. No nomination from this board was received. Nominations have closed, and two candidates, not from here, are on the ballot for election. These are Susan Morgan with the Iron House Sanitary District and Ramona Williams with the Rodeo Hercules Fire Protection District. The highest vote getter wins the seat, and the other will be deemed an alternate. Staff recommends the vote for Susan Morgan. Ms. Morgan has commonality with our district in that she sits on a district board that provides wastewater service, and she sits on our local fire board, both located in East County. Ms. Morgan provided a candidate statement that shows she has the education and experience to be successful in the position. No candidate statement was received from Ramona Williams. What we're looking for is the board to direct our president to cast a vote for Ms. Morgan.
Any public comment? Okay, hearing none. Board?
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jeff. Any managers' reports? Virgil, come talk to us.
Two items. One is June 16th, which is a Saturday, is a hazardous waste pickup for Discovery Bay. So if you have old batteries, as you know, you can't put batteries in the garbage can anymore. Batteries, old fluorescent light bulbs, old paint, anything electronic, to be here at the Discovery Bay school parking lot. You just drive on to the aprons that they spread out, and you pick up.
What day was that day?
Saturday, June 16th, just before Father's Day. The second item is our water report, our water reduction. For the month of May, we had 35% reduction as compared to 2013. So we're doing very well.
Staying on track. Thank you for that.
Before we move on, I think we have another manager who has an interesting report. That would be Mac. Did we have a visitor show up today?
You really want to do this?
Yeah.
So apparently there is video of a monarch butterfly apparently was out there Saturday in the garden. So we built it and they did.
Rumor has it
it's out there.
Did somebody take a picture?
They did.
We have video. Would you send it to the garden club so that they can?
We'll do that. So. And also on a serious note too, I was not here. I had other commitments out of town, but the summer jam occurred. I believe Chris Steele, you were there, and apparently it was very successful. I'm hearing a couple thousand people, and this place was.
We're waiting for a final. I think Brian Gateau will probably give us a report on that at a future meeting, won't you, Brian?
Yeah, definitely.
Do that. But otherwise, I heard it was very successful, and it's probably the best ever. So
I've heard the same. I'd
say it was the best ever.
So, did you have a comment, public comment, Bill? Did you want?
I have a question for Virgil.
Go ahead, Virgil. You just ask him after the meeting, Bill. Just talk to him after the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's just about how much you can get rid of quantities.
Any director's reports? Chris?
I just want to comment again that the Summer Jam event at the community center was very well organized. The town staff and the Science Club and various participants were, it was well organized, and I just say it was probably the best event that Discovery's put on, and definitely the community center, so thank you.
I agree. Hear, hear. Bill?
I attended the ECCF PD meeting this past Monday night, and three highlights. One is, and worthy of saying, Dan Bio, 30-year service award. That was really nice. They gave recognition. So 30 years in East Contra Costa. That's outstanding. The other was that they renewed the
lease
of the firehouse. That's important to us. And the last was the financial. They have a nice package with the financials, but the nice thing is I've been going to these meetings for a little while. I've watched them prior to going to the meetings, and it has been strapped for finances all these years. I can say that they are very strong and sound in their financial reporting of this this particular year. And a lot of that has to do with a whole new approach. When they say they're strong to support three stations. In the past, they've always seemed to try to open a fourth, and maybe even a fifth, but ran out of money before. This is a 10-year plan, and very strong and secure. And Coach, Church, Chief Helmick is doing everything he can. He spent a lot of time up in Sacramento trying to work this issue out with funding to open up more stations, but it was a great meeting.
Thank you. Bill, did you have something?
No.
A Bob?
No.
Okay. Chris, did you have anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay. General Manager's Report.
I'd just like to remind the board that we are going to be doing our 20th anniversary celebration here at the Community Center. That'll start at 11 and go to, we're not sure how long. Now it looks like we're probably going to have a couple bands, as well as Free Swim Day and Veolia sponsoring the food, and we thank all of our sponsors for those. The dignitary presentation speeches will occur at noon sharp. Is there anybody that will not be attending from this board that's unable to attend? Good. Then
what's
we look forward
day?
To it's 23rd. It's the 23rd of June.
Which year?
Would be this year. So that's good to know. And next, our meeting in July, first meeting in July, falls on July 4th. So with the consensus of this board, since that's a holiday, we will cancel that regular board meeting. Okay, fine.
We'll just have one in July.
Affirmative.
Roger, Dodger. Okay. Correspondence is listed. Any future agenda items that anybody has at the moment? Hearing none, I would like to turn the meeting over to our attorney for a closed session.
The Board of Directors will now adjourn to closed session to discuss item M1 as identified on the agenda.
Thank you.